Chapter 2. Detective Billy Abel fumbled in the dark for his mobile phone, vibrating on the nightstand. He checked the screen. Dispatch. A 5:33 a.m. call out.
"Abel,"
he answered, his voice rough with sleep. He felt for the water glass on the nightstand and took a swallow.
"Morning, Detective. A park ranger out at Shelby Farms got himself a dead female in a car. EMS made their run. Perimeter set."
"What's the location?"
"Farm Road at Walnut Grove."
Billy visualized the spot where the access road met the busy thoroughfare. Not a high-crime area.
"Which side of the road?"
"Not the road, the pasture."
He sat up.
"Where they keep the bison?"
"You got it."
He swung his legs over the side of the bed. "Call Malone, have her meet me there."
"By the way, that ranger was pretty shook up," the dispatcher said. "He kept going on about a wedding dress."
Billy hung up and listened for the sound of rain that had pounded the deck outside his porthole all night long. Rain had blown through the city off and on for most of November. The weatherman blamed late tropical storms spinning up from the Gulf, but this rain had felt more like retribution than the effects of high and low pressures. Awake now, he headed for the bathroom to scrub the back of his neck with a soapy washcloth and give himself a quick shave. A wedding dress. What the hell was that about? First reports were generally unreliable. Probably the ranger's first dead body. Bush League casework used to drive him crazy when he was coming up in the squad as a hotshot detective wearing shades and thrift store suits. His cocky attitude had worked as long as his partner was the most seasoned cop on the squad. Then his partner offed himself, and everything went to hell. But you can't dwell on that kind of loss. It only makes you cynical. Coming out of the bathroom, he dressed in a heavy cotton shirt, a fleece vest, and a waterproof Memphis Police Department jacket. He slipped on his SIG P250 compact 40 caliber into a concealed holster and patted his badge wallet in his pocket. At 33, he was less of a hothead and more passionate about the work. The job was...